Senator. The Iran nuclear deal is to come up in this portion of the congressional session. Apparently, there appear to be enough votes to stop an override of an expected veto of a resolution against that bill. Is this a foregone conclusion in your mind, or are there some other things you can do to try to press opposition forward on that deal?
I think the president has enough nailed down that when he vetoes this, he won't get the veto sustained, but it would show overwhelming majority of both houses opposed to it. So the American people, speaking through their elected representatives, are saying a great big no to the president's negotiations, expressing the view that when we were negotiating, started these negotiations, we were in a position of real strength because the sanctions were hurting Iran very bad. They wanted out from under the sanctions. The president announced no nukes in Iran. He negotiated away that position over the course of more than a year to a point where now we have a very dangerous situation, not only because of a nuclear Iran, but because it's going to promote more armament, more nuclear armament among other countries that want to defend themselves from Iran in that part of the world. And we're going to end up with a dangerous situation from a nuclear standpoint, similar to what we had during the Cold War between the United States and Europe on one hand and the Soviet Union on the other. And I think the public speaks against this because they see the weakness of this president's negotiating away a strong position, and it's a direct result from his philosophy of leading from behind, contrary to, and by the way, when you lead from behind, you don't have any followers. And so untypical of what we had after World War II for 70 years, the United States leading a vast number of nations that believed in freedom and had enemies that were fearful of us. And now we have friends that won't follow us because they don't believe we're credible in our leadership. And we have enemies that don't fear us. And we have a more dangerous world because of it. And the Iranian agreement is just one example of the weakness of the United States and a more dangerous world as a result of it.